I give a woman $25 to cook me two meals a day, and me punished the ration. And she cooked it, and he said, "Down and eat like I did." And that woman got some mean to me. I told her, "Pack her things and go." I couldn't stay here with her.
How was she mean?
She just talked so impotent to me. And I was just an old dog, and she didn't care for me for nothing. And then she wasn't a very good cook, and I was a cook myself. And when you ain't, when you do something, you want the other to do like you do. If you, and she was a pretty good cook. She done very well, best she could. And you couldn't come in and show none, she'd get mad. Bless you out. Well, I couldn't stand that in my house. And I give her one of my room. I got five. Give her one room, took all of my things out. Now I got one room, ain't nothing in on a few junk in there. In the other room, we got them fixed up. Just leave them like they was. In my dining room there, I've had people tell me, "Your dining room looks like my folks' dining room." I said, "I worked and made it too." Yes, I worked and bought that stuff myself.
And so you say the saddest time was when your mother died.
Oh, that was a hard time with me. My husband was living. You see, they lived in Summersville on the other side, and I lived over there. And I had to leave home to go that way down with her, to help wait on, until she died. And then when she died, I come home. And then when her husband, he is done already dead, and my mother was just living with her. Well, she had nobody to live with her. And Miss Ellen wanted to come and live with me, said I'd treat her right. Now, she's an old timer. She come from Mississippi. She never seen her daddy and mammy no more after she was a little baby, a little girl.
How was that?
And she didn't look good about that, huh?
And what happened?
They brought her from Mississippi here and never did care about Sim.
Who brought her here?
Omaha, old monsters. A son married a girl here and brought her here. And she never seen her mammy no more. She told her so many times. She's sitting on the floor crying. Didn't want to go, you know. And they hooked her and told her to hush. You're going. We don't want you. And they give her to that girl that married. And they brought her all the way, and that all white girl hooked her on the road. Miss Ellen, we called her Miss Ellen, that was my sister-in-law, but we called her Miss Ellen. Hooked her on the road. She'd never seen no goats. She'd seen sheep, but never seen a goat. And they had her sitting down in the surrey in the bar on the down there, and there's up on the seat. And if she stopped to look, you know. She told us, "What you looking at?" She said, "What is them things?" And Miss Acres told her, "Don't you ask me no more." Well, she forgot it. She said, like a child is. She come on, way long time. Sees another bunny. And she's there looking at us. That woman hit her so hard on her head, said, "My head hurt me all that evening and all night." She hit me so hard, so I don't know what she hit me with. Said I cried, and said she made me hush, and I just had to sit there and just draw and just sit there. Well, I said when they got to the place where they was to get out at, they put her in a room by herself.